You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, guys, we've got to talk about this absolutely wild story. The Great American State Fair started on June 25th, which is just 2 days ago as I record this video, and it's going to go on until July 10th. This is for America's 250th birthday, and it's like backed by Trump, and it's right near the White House, and you know. More celebrations for Trump's birthday or whatever. Now, a MAGA influencer or a MAGA fanatic, a guy who was live streaming, got arrested at the opening day of this fair because of some really just atrocious, horrible stuff that we're going to get into and break down. Now, before we do, though, here's the thing. The Great American State Fair opening day was abysmal. Like, by every single media report I could find, it was abysmal. It was so bad, and the attendance was so bad, I couldn't even find anything, like, hyping it up. The crowds were just so dim. Now, maybe the crowds will increase towards July 1st, or excuse me, towards July 4th. And the reason I say that is because here on the Adam Mockler channel, my name's Chris Mowry, I do a daily video on the Adam Mockler channel. We were talking about having a conversation, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. I might get in trouble with Adam. So you guys gotta hit the like button, share the video out, subscribe, all the good stuff. But we were talking about getting me out to DC with a microphone and making a bunch of content debating Trump supporters in Washington, D.C. at the Great American State Fair. Me and a couple of Adam's people, while Adam stays behind and, you know, uploads all the good news stuff. Again, I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but I just did, which means go down below in the comments and let Adam know. He's going to be confused. He's going to be seeing his notifications on this channel. He's going to say, why is everyone talking about flying Chris out to D.C.? That's what I want him to react with. So go down below. Let me know if you want me to go out to D.C., debate Trump supporters, show some love in the comments. I appreciate each and every one of you, truly. And if you want to check out my YouTube channel, right down below. And subscribe here to the Adam Mockler channel, so when I am in D.C., you don't miss it. So let's start here. This is what we're dealing with, the crowd sizes. It's not good.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are Cirque Mechanics. We're all the way from Las Vegas. Really excited to be here with the National Endowment for the Arts on the Mall for the 250th. We're going to start it off with Ozzy and the Drum.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty brutal. Like, that is empty. There is, like, nobody there. And the thing is, look, this is another, like, article I found. I just looked up the Great American State Fair, excuse me. And these were pretty much all the articles just saying, you know, it was kind of bleak. Sparse attendance, not much to do. Sparse attendance on the first day. Yeah, sparse, I think, puts it lightly. There's nobody there. The crowd beyond the gates is meager. Upon entry of the fair, the wheel smacks you in the face. It's not very big, but the slow-moving line boasts the highest concentration of people anywhere on the mall. One couple toward the back tells me they've been waiting for 20 minutes already, and they haven't even seen a ride run yet. Apparently, the wheel broke down, so you kind of get the idea. It's been a little depressing, but maybe. If I go with a microphone, maybe a F. Donald Trump shirt could get lively. We could get lively in there and debate some Trump supporters. So, let's continue here. This is the main story. The article I showed you, we're going to start here with the actual individual himself, Manny. This is what Manny was live streaming, and this is him live streaming right before he gets arrested again for some really heinous crimes. Take a look.
2 minute break.
That's your stuff.
What? T-2 minutes. Walk away from the crowd, hit my vape. They took my lighter, so there will be no sneaking any cigarettes in today. America, America, America. Woo. That's right.
USA.
That's right. All of it on Amazon, believe it or not. Yeah.
So he's live streaming here. Obviously, also, you see the very sparse crowd. He's kind of already just gives me weird vibes. He gives me very weird vibes. And here's another video of him live streaming. Weirdly enough, Oh, God. How does this happen every time? It's like every single time we talk about, or every single time we're, you know, looking at Trump supporters these days, it feels like they're all getting arrested for really heinous things. The other day, this guy I had debated before, he's like the founder of Students for Trump, getting arrested for beating his, a woman, beating his girlfriend, being too drunk. Like, all these people, it's so frustrating. And I don't want to, like, generalize all these people, but at least from the influencer perspective, it feels like nonstop here, this MAGA fanatic. And of course, people are defending him. Now, the reason I say all that is because this video relates to why he got arrested. He has shorts under his little getup here. Take a look.
Sorry, phone died. I didn't realize it was going low with the glare. I wasn't paying attention. Charge it back up. We're using the backup phone for now.
So you get the idea here. He's got the getup. He's live streaming. And the reason, again, I showed you that is because it relates to how he was charged. A MAGA supporter dressed as Uncle Sam was arrested at Donald Trump's Great American State Fair after police alleged he committed a lewd act. Police documents reviewed by the Daily Beast show that Gian Raccicelli, I believe, was charged with lewd, indecent, or obscene acts after three separate witnesses told police they observed what appeared to be a sexual act while watching a troupe of female circus performers. Now, again, that's why it relates to the pocket in the hand. And I'm about to show you, there are Trump supporters defending this, and they're like, oh, the police misconstrued. It's like three separate witnesses. But of course, they don't believe women, right? One of those witnesses was one of the women performing, saying that they were uncomfortable, but they don't believe women. That's why they voted for someone who sexually abuses women, Donald Trump, a rapist, somebody who's all over the Epstein files, somebody who has 26 sexual assault allegations and has been found liable by a court of law for sexually abusing a woman. Of course they don't believe women. It's just so effing disgusting. This guy, 54, Raccicelli, is that how you say that? Raccicelli? I don't know. He could just, it doesn't even matter what his name is. Call him soon to be in prison. 54 years old, has been identified online by supporters as the MAGA live streamer known as Manny, who was broadcasting live from the event. The influencer's most recent live stream from the day of the arrest cut off abruptly when police officers were shown approaching him, although there was no audio to capture what was being said. He has not posted since. Get this. False report, unfair report, wrongful detention, free Manny. These people are insane. This is insane. They made an AI graphic of Free Manny. Dude. Oh my God, we live in the worst timeline. The acts allegedly took place in front of the Cirque Mechanics aerobic show on the first day of the show. One witness said they were standing behind the man who was vaping and filming the female performers before placing his hand inside his pants in what the witnesses believed was a sexual act. Another told police that Raccicelli returned for the second show and I saw him with his hands in his pants, likely doing what we all thought he was doing. And a third witness said they were, quote, approached by a female member of the acrobat team who had noticed an older white male that was making her and other female performers uncomfortable. Here's a tweet right here. This MAGA live streamer's arrest yesterday at the fair becoming a real cause on the right. Turns out he was just cranking it to the performers. And then he was replying to this. I wish I was kidding when I say this. This guy was arrested yesterday for jerking off in public to stage performers at the Great American State Fair while wearing the Uncle Sam getup. They informed me that they noticed him making lewd gestures in his pants while they were performing. The Daily Beast has reached out to him for comments. DC activist Chapman, who goes by the moniker Anarchy Princess, posted on X that the man was, quote, wearing an Uncle Sam costume when he was busted. Again, this is him. This is so ridiculous. Supporters quickly rallied behind the man online, insisting he was innocent and standing by Manny 100%. He didn't do this. He was live streaming the entire time, and the footage shows what happened before his arrest, one said on Reddit. From everything I've seen, this appears to be an attempt to destroy his reputation, damage his livelihood, and silence someone because of his political views. What are you talking about? Nobody, oh my God, nobody, dude, these people are so disgusting. These people are so disgusting. Manny is not that important, okay? He's got 2,000 subscribers on YouTube, okay? No YouTuber is that important that someone wants to attempt to destroy their livelihood. These people are such victims, okay? Attempt to destroy his livelihood, his reputation, and silence him because of his political views. It's next to the White House. Everybody there is a Trump supporter. Every single person attending this event is a Trump supporter. You are not a victim. As a white, straight, Christian man who supports Donald Trump, you are not a victim. Nobody is trying to silence you. Jesus Christ, these people are such snowflakes. It's insane. It's insanity. Here's a tweet. Please pray for Manny. This is so crazy. He was set up in Washington, D.C., arrested, booked, etc. This happened while he was on live stream the entire time. Someone made a false allegation on him. Someone. Three people. Here he is digging through his pockets. We all knew he had shorts on under his overalls when we were watching this. If someone on the ground saw this while he's standing there live streaming, it could look weird. He is innocent until proven guilty. He won't be. Yes, he will be. And yet people are jumping at the opportunity to slander him. Guys, if he was reaching in his pocket for his phone, people would know that, you know? Believe it or not, when you look at a man like this, and the first thing you see is him, you know, maybe with a phone or talking to a camera, and he's reaching in to his pants, you're going to assume he has a pocket. Nobody's just immediately seeing that and going, oh my God, he's doing something wrong. But the fact that three separate people, including a performer, going to somebody and saying he's making other performers uncomfortable, he obviously had was he pulling out his phone 100 different times? Bro, these people are, this is psychotic behavior. You see me getting ramped up. This is why I'm passionate about these things. Some people are, this is psychotic behavior. This is actual, like, psychopathy. How could you? And it doesn't end there. Metro Transit Police say they have an active arrest warrant against another pardoned January 6er for an incident Sunday in which he allegedly stroked a woman's hair from behind in a video that he recorded and published on social media. This is from a while ago. They've been looking for this January 6er because of videos that have been circulating on the internet. And again, more photos here of just this disaster. Listen, if you enjoy this video, hit like, hit subscribe, share it out with a friend or family member. Once again, my name is Chris Murray. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. And if you made it this far, I love you, number one. Number two, check out my YouTube channel down below. And number three, Let Adam know in the comments. Say, send Chris to DC. We should make this like a MAGA troll thing on Adam for Adam. He's not gonna know what's going on. Be like, send Chris, the wonderful patriot, to DC! ! Thank you for your attention to this matter. Yeah, say like, send Chris, if you made it this far, send Chris to DC to debate Trump supporters. He's a great patriot. Thank you for your attention to this matter. See if we'll get Adam's attention. And I'll be paying attention too. I'll be replying to comments. See how many of you made it this far. I love you so much. You're the best. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I will see you in the next video.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.